You have prana inside of you, so I think and I make a motion of that prana in the form of that prana, and I act and I make a use that prana to act physically. And that is the motion of the use of prana. Now you can either be like riding on water, you know, it happens and it just goes away. Or it can be like carving in stone and it remains with you, the memory and the emotion. So you want to melt the stone, break it up, and let it go away also. That's the whole idea. Regardless of what the motion is of the mind, and it's more the surprise things that come along in life, living a routine life where one day is the same as another, and you go to work and you come home, and one day is the same as another, doesn't produce memories with emotions so much. You know, you run into that in your tantra where you were living a regulated life. One day went into the next and it's pretty boring and you couldn't remember anything to write down. But then you come into a change, you know, of moving or some new person coming into your life. And that makes a big impact, and you have to deal with that. So many people deal with these things by packing them away. I don't want to think about that anymore. You know, I don't like that person, or I like that person, but you're married, so you can't like that person too much, and you just pack it away, and you don't want to think about it anymore. But those are the things you want to dig up and discharge, break up the pattern. So each one has a story, and you're the major actor on the stage of playing out a script that you wrote, and you're the director, and you're the lighting engineer, and everything. So we sent out on satellite news the next steps to do very carefully. And then when you're done, you're done. It's a lifetime experience, once in a lifetime experience. And then during the Moksha Ritao every year, we'll encourage everyone to write up the whole year, you know, maybe some memories of the past that you mix. Forgot will come up also, and we're realizing quite a bit of energy in Sarvasiddhanta Church members that was not there before, you know, wanting to get the missions going in Asia and wanting to do this and wanting to do other things and, you know, just wanting to do more than they have done in the past. Because why? They're not burdened by their own karma that hasn't been totally dispatched, shall we say. And I imagine at the time of death, probably it is the memories of all the emotional happenings that would pop up. The other ones wouldn't be so strong in the mind. So you are affecting a death experience in a sense upon yourself by doing this tantra, because you're putting to rest the memories of the past. It doesn't mean you'll forget your past, but it won't be interesting to you, you know? Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya.